back from summer school. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you who spent some time in the classroom next on MHSAA Perspective.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun, but even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play, let them learn, let them succeed, let them fail, but most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
A new school sports season is underway. The summertime, as usual, was a buzz with student athletes on their own, and at times with their coaches, putting in time, getting ready, honing their games. The summer was also a busy time for another group of people who will also be getting back into the playing surfaces. Education opportunities for game officials have grown during the summer months, giving new referees a chance to learn their craft at some of the same training camps that coaches and kids attend. In quest of improving their skills, these referees go through that same meat grinder of game after game in the summer's heat, but in the more relaxed atmosphere of the camp setting, and usually with a friendly face nearby assisting them with their positioning, other mechanics, and their application of the rules. The Michigan High School Athletic Association got into the official summertime mix this year, launching its own camps in basketball and doing so at an affordable rate for its participants. Veteran mentoring officials were present on each court, guiding the camp attendees through their games and providing each with the amount of encouragement and instruction necessary. And campers rotated off the court into scheduled classroom sessions where they learned more about the nuts and bolts of officiating. The MHSAA has also conducted for a number of years a weekend of training for the individuals responsible for the assigning of officials and their education at the local level. These train-the-trainer sessions attract attendees from all over the state who return to their local communities to get the members of their associations ready for the upcoming season. And of course, officials have been attending either in person or online MHSAA-sponsored rules meetings in all sports in the past few weeks, getting information about playing rules changes for the upcoming season and points of emphasis to apply during the action. Michigan continues to register over 13,000 officials every year, but as we always say, you can never have too many officials. Annually, over 1,500 new officials are needed to replace those who get out of this avocation for reasons ranging to retirement, to job and other life changes, such as their own kids starting to play high school sports. If you're interested in becoming an official, go online to MHSAA.com to register. And if officiating isn't for you, we hope we've given you a better understanding of the hard work many officials put in to become the best they can be. A new school year also brings a new look to the MHSAA website. The redesigned site features a fresh look, improved navigation, and more tools for school administrators, coaches, officials, students, and fans. You can shop for your favorite school spirit wear online and check out a regular blog from MHSAA Executive Director Jack Roberts. The MHSAA website will also launch a new scores and schedules feature this fall, building on the popularity of what has taken place for several years in football. Schools are primarily responsible for inputting information, but registered users of the website can also update scores. For more information, go online to MHSAA.com. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.